Blog Talk Radio.
We invite you to listen to the Crystal Chanel Show every Sunday on blogtalkradio.com. You can listen in from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. The call-in number is 347-850-8557. That's 347-850-8557. Listen live online at blogtalkradio.com/The Crystal Chanel Show and check out our website at www.crystalchanelministries.com. That's crystalchanelministries.com.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. You guys, it is Sunday, and it's actually 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am so excited to have my awesome dear friend slash sister in Christ here in the studio with me, and that would be Yolanda Summers. Yolanda, are you there with me?
I am here, and I am excited, sister.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much for taking time out of your busy day to be here with us on the air this afternoon. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. And you guys, just to tell you a little bit about Yolanda, actually we have, it's so funny how we actually attended the same school in Holly Hill, South Carolina, a school called Holly Hill Roberts High School. And who would have known, sis, that we would have, you know, had an opportunity to sing at the talent show together, which we won, right? We won that talent show, right?
Absolutely.
And then now, how many years later, oh, my God, I have lost track of the time. But years later, now we're doing ministry. You know, what a complete difference. I just want to say I'm excited to have you on today. And we're going to just dive right in. Yolanda, if I can ask you to share with the listening audience, just please tell everyone, who is Yolanda Summers?
So Yolanda Summers, first of all, I am a woman of God, a woman of God.
Amen.
I am the wife of Pastor Summers, the mother of Yaquan and Christian Summers, and the bonus mom to Taronda and Ronald Jr. I have a heart for God's people. I love God's people. And I just, listen, I'm just a vessel trying to do the best that I can do with God while on earth. That's Yolanda Summers.
That's it. And you know, you've been in ministry for quite some time now. How many years has it been?
Oh, my goodness. My husband and I, we've been in ministry 2008 is when we got married. So 2010, I would think his journey began, and I began alongside him. So it's been a while. It's been a while.
Okay. And it looks like you've been under some great leadership. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes. Well, my husband and I, our journey started back in 2008. When we got married. But before then, I started under Bishop Graylin Hansen at Browner Christian Church. And there I served in a capacity with several ministries in the church. And I thank God for the opportunity to do so. I didn't understand, I would say, the influence of ministry at that time, because I was young, trying to get a feel of it, and still had my mind on what I wanted to do. However, I was given the opportunity to serve. And then when my husband and I got married, I went to Lovely Hill Baptist Church with him, and I began to serve there and under Pastor W.J. Frierson, and I had the dollar opportunity to serve in a mass of ministries under his leadership. And then my husband was called to pastor. And upon him being called to pastor, there was a greater responsibility. And so God has truly given me the opportunity to serve, but not only serve, to grow and to learn ministry. So I thank God for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know, Yolanda, you wear many, many, many hats. So let's talk about your book, Live in Favor Every Day. Let's talk about that. And I need to get me a book, sis. All this time, you've written this book long time ago, okay? And I'm sitting here still don't have no book. So we're going to take care of that after the show, okay? But tell us about your book, Live in Favor Every Day, and what made you choose that name?
Sis, I thank God that I'm on air with you so that I can have this God moment, this real moment. That book was actually written from a place of hurt, a place of brokenness, a place of confusion, a place of anger. So there was a point in my life where I thought that I was truly living in favor every day because my husband and I, we had started businesses, and the businesses were blooming. Our marriage, it was flourishing. Our kids, we have a blended family. So our kids, they were getting along, and life was good. And I thought that was the epitome of living in favor every day. But then in 2018, life hit us hard. And the daycare, Ben and I, we had in the Somerville area for 5 years, it was blooming, it was blossoming, and we had an overflow of children. And suddenly, our landlord, the person that we were leasing from, our 5 years were up, and the Somerville area was growing. So he felt like, there's not a need for a child care facility here. We're just going to do something else with this area. So we were left to tell our parents we had to find somewhere else to go. And we had money saved up. We had money saved up. So that was okay at that moment. So we had already reassured our parents, you know what, don't worry about it. We have something in the works. Well, that happened in March. In April, my oldest sons got into some trouble. And when they got into some trouble, everything that my husband and I had saved, we had to use it. Spend the money for our sons. Okay?
Wow.
So here now we don't have a business. We don't have any income. And we also closed the doors of our church. So our ministry, our children, our business, our money.
That's it.
And my husband, he started having some issues, some medical issues. So we had there were so many things that came against us in 2018. But in that moment, God began to show me things that I've never, ever seen before. And I was so angry. I'm like, God, you promised me these things because this has to be you, because we were being blessed, we were being fruitful, we were multiplying, we were doing good, we were the epitome of the Christian family that I thought you wanted us to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but there is more that I need from both of you. And I was like, you have broke us to show us this? And I had to break you to make you. And where I am taking you, you needed to go through this to get to where I need you to go. And I had no idea that ministry then was the purpose for me. I thought my purpose was just to be a business owner, to run daycare. I had no idea the impact that I could have on women. I had no idea. In every area that a woman could be tried, God, let me tell you, God allowed Satan to try me in those areas, so that a ministry could be both. So when I wrote that book, Live in Favor Every Day, I began to realize that, God, now I'm living in favor every day because you took the things that I thought was a blessing and you took them from me so that I could see that you had a greater blessing, a greater calling, and a greater ministry for my life. So now, God, I am truly living in favor every day. So that's where it was birthed from.
Amen. And thank you so much for sharing that story and that testimony and being transparent, right? A lot of times people go through things and they don't want to share what they go through. But I always try my very best to share everything. My life is an open book, okay? I tell people, don't ask me no questions that you don't want to know the answer for, because I'm going to always give you the truth, okay? My mom always tell me, you tell too much. You know what I mean? And I'm like, if I don't tell it, then who's going to tell it? But I have to be transparent. I have to be authentic. just to share my story and my testimony with people that need it, because you never know who could be changed, what life we could have changed from just sharing our story, sharing our testimony. Somebody needs to hear it. And a lot of times we go through things, they said it's not for us per se, but it's for the next person.
Absolutely.
It's for your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
It's for your brother and your sister, you know. So thank you so much for sharing that. And it's just amazing, because I know that you have this mantra, and it's called "Girl, get up." Let's
yes.
just talk about that a lot right now, because honestly speaking, there's somebody down right now, and somebody
mm-hmm.
needs to hear that mantra, "Girl, get up." Girl, get up.
Listen.
You know, how would you encourage that woman, not only that woman, but that male that may be going through something right now and need to just hear that, girl, get up, that boy, get up?
Sis, listen, you know, when you talk about testing someone's faith, you talk about testing it in their marriage. You talk about testing it with their children. You talk about testing it with their health. You talk about testing it with their money. When you take those four things from anyone, that's testing
mm-hmm.
someone's faith, okay? So
yes.
when you begin to test someone's faith, and when someone's faith is being tested, it is so easy to just lay down. It's so easy to give up. It's so easy to stay stagnant. It's so easy
that's
to look depressed and feel defeated and depleted. Those things are
yes.
easy. What's not easy is getting up.
Mm-hmm.
So if God gives you the ability to wake up,
you better get up.
Just lay down? You better get up. Like
you better
get
up.
There is no excuse. Like, listen, if you were finished in whatever He allowed to happen, then that would be your last breath. Okay, there
That's
is no
it.
You can't come back from that. You can't come back from
That's
your
it.
Last breath. But if God
mm-hmm.
gives you the ability to wake up, you got to get up. You got to get up
that's
the way
it.
You are. So that's where that's where that natural comes from. Get up. I don't care what comes your way. I don't care how many times life knocks you down. I don't care
mm-hmm.
how many storms you encounter. I don't care how many catastrophes you may endure. If you can wake up, girl, boy,
you
can
get up. Yes, I love it. I love it. So tell me, sis, you normally have conferences in regards to your mantra, Girls Get Up. I saw that on your Facebook page, I believe it was, you had an event, and it was called Girl Get Up.
Yes. So I had an event back in March, earlier
mm-hmm.
of this year. I had an event, and it was the Girl Get Up Crash Course. At the Girl Get Up Crash Course, we had three different courses. The first course was Girl Get Up, Let's Talk About Money. The second was Girl Get Up, Life After Divorce. And the third course was Girl Get Up, No More Trauma. So it was three different courses that gave women, empowered women, encouraged women that, you know what, if you have a business idea, if God has given you a gift, whatever it is, go out and utilize it. If you have been through divorce, no matter, people just think about divorce in marriage, but if you're divorced from an addiction, if you're divorcing from self-pity, if you're divorcing yourself from hate, if you're divorcing from lies and stealing or whatever you're divorcing yourself from, girl, get up, and then no more trauma, because sometimes we endure trauma or traumatic things happen to us in life, and we stay
yes.
right there at that traumatic event. You know, you could have been molested or raped, or you probably have daddy issues, or you were neglected by your mom, or, you know, you just never felt love, or you may have been in an abusive relationship. Whatever it is, you don't have to stay
mm-hmm.
in that traumatic place. You can get up from there. So that
That's
course
it.
Was powerful. That course was powerful. And then this month, August, I just had the Heart of a Mother Banquet, and all
mm-hmm.
of those things follow all of those things follow under the umbrella of Live in Favor Every Day. So you have Girl Get Up, and then you have the Heart of a Mother. And the Heart of a Mother, you know, we have a conference call every Monday night, midnight. We have about 30 moms online praying on behalf of their families and their seeds. And then my team and I, we had a banquet to to honor six moms who may have experienced some traumatic thing in their life. And, of course, you know, you want to do more, but at this time God instructed us to do six. And so that was a huge success. So, sis, when I tell you that you go from a place of thinking that you're living in favor every day, so now you're not thinking it, you're actually living it. So God is good. He's so good.
That's it. And, you know, it's just trying times right at this moment, right? It's trying times. You know, we are in the middle of a pandemic. People are going through so many different things. Depression, you know, anxiety, you know, people have lost jobs, people have lost loved ones. Even myself, I've lost loved ones to COVID, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
But however, you know, we have to remember to get up. Like you said, you know, if God wakes you up, then absolutely, you can get up. Let's get up. You know, we don't have to stay there in that pity. We don't have to wallow in that depression. We don't have to wallow in that anxiety. You know, girl, get up. Boy, get up. Get up. Get up. And, you know, I really do think that, you know, we as a community really just need to continue to pray for each other, pray amongst each other, and, you know, let God be God. I do believe that eventually, you know, we'll be able to, you know, see the light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to this pandemic. So I am just grateful for that, you know, that in the midst of the storm, you know, that we will definitely see light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely.
Sis, let me ask you this. I love to always share a Bible scripture with our listening audience. You know, if you had to select, I would say, a Bible scripture, what would that Bible scripture be? What is your favorite Bible scripture?
It would be Proverbs 14:1, and it states, "The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears her down." That's
tears
my
her down.
Favorite scripture. Yes, because I was that foolish woman in the beginning of my marriage. My words, my actions, my deeds. I saw that for the first 3 years, it felt like we weren't going anywhere because as a woman, I had no idea how much power my words had. I had no idea how much action, and I've been in church all my life. But it wasn't until God started doing a new thing, as the Bible declares, that he began to show me that a wise woman with her own hands, she built her house. A wise woman, that means your words have to be wise. Your actions have to be wise. Your deeds have to be wise. Your conversation, the way you walk. Everything that you do, you have to make sure that you're receiving godly instructions and be a wise woman. So that's why that's my favorite scripture.
Amen. And I'm sure that you're not the only one that have experienced that. You know, let's just be honest. Let's just be real, right? I recently got married October last year. And you would be amazed, you know, the trials and the tribulations, and it hasn't even been in 1 year just yet that has occurred, right? So at the end of the day, I told my husband the other day, I said, you know, we have to have a test in order to have a testimony. You can't have a testimony without a test. You understand? But when I tell you, it was truly a test, right? But, you know, I'm grateful for you to even share that because, again, you're not the only person that feels that way. So I'm just grateful that you shared that in regards to, you know, and being honest, hey, in the beginning, you know, I wasn't too successful with building my house.
Yeah.
But now the foundation has been laid, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The foundation has been laid. And nobody can just come and just blow your house down because the foundation has been laid. The house was built properly so that you're able to stay within the house.
Amen. Absolutely.
So I'm just grateful for that. And more women need to honestly read Proverbs 14:1. Even myself, let me raise my hand, right? More women need to be able and to read this Bible scripture knowing that, okay, this was me or, you know, this is what I am going through now. And who knows, even in the future, somebody may really, really, really need to, you know, just meditate on that Bible scripture so that it could bless their family and their home. So grateful for you to share that. Tell me, sis, what's the next for you and your husband in ministry? I know you guys are, you know, you guys have your church, Messiah Point Ministries. Am I saying that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So what's next for your church? What's next for you guys in regards to ministry? I know we're in the middle of a pandemic, but, of course, at the end of the day, you know, we do have to continue to move forward. We can't just stay stagnant. And, of course, you know, a lot of people are in fear and don't want to do much because, you know, of the COVID-19, because of the variants, things of that nature. And we definitely want to be mindful. We definitely want to remain safe. We don't want to put anybody at jeopardy, things of that nature. But what's next for you guys?
The biggest thing that my husband and I are focused on now with Messiah Point Ministries is to go out and catch fish. We're going to let God do the cleaning. The word of God is going to clean them. But we want to go out and catch fish because we, in our God-given desire is that we can expand the ministry, that we grow, that we can purchase property so we can have a ministry that will have a child care facility, a ministry that will have a facility that can bring life to single women and married couples and young men and young women. So we have a vision. We're trusting God with the vision, even in the midst of a pandemic, because we believe that God can do all things and he does all things well. So that's our next thing. Well, I should say that's our thing that we've been doing. We just want to catch fish so that we can expand the ministry.
Amen. Amen to that. And let me just ask you, you know, just in case, you know, we have the listening audience, if they wanted to reach out to the church, if they wanted to reach out to you and your husband and the and your ministry, please share with the listening audience your social media handles and outlets. How can people find you guys?
You can find Pastor Ronald Demetrius Summers Sr. and Yolanda Summers on Facebook. Our church ministry, you can go to Messiah Point Ministries. That's also on Facebook. It's on Instagram. Our church service is at 331 North Parlor Avenue, St. George, South Carolina, 29477, 10 a.m. every Sunday morning, safe environment. We also have Life Apparel is where you can reach us on Thursday nights where we have Cooking with the Summers. I come on sometimes and just share inspiration to the listeners. And there are also things that I post under Girl Get Up, Live in Favor, and The Heart of a Mother. So those are our social media outlets. Check us out and be blessed.
Awesome, awesome. And before we do close out, sis, let me just ask you, for the person that is listening to this show on today and they need encouragement, they need motivation, they need empowerment, they want to be inspired, you know, what would you say to that person?
I would say to this person, and I'm speaking to myself as well, we all have a journey to take, right? I mean, in life, your road may not look like my road. Our path may not look the same. Our past may not be the same. But we have something that's called opportunity. And if you have opportunity, you do the best that you can with God's grace, with whatever you're given. You go out there. You seek God. You trust God. You love God. Listen, give him your brokenness, but don't say where you are. Get up. Live in favor every day. It's more than a slogan. It's not just about money. It's not just about material things. I'm talking about joy. I'm talking about peace. I'm talking about substance. I'm talking about strength and power. Get up. Live in favor every day. And be that wise woman or that wise man. Build your house. Even if you're the only person living in it, build your house.
Amen. Amen. I just want to take this opportunity again to say thank you so much for coming on the show with me this afternoon. I'm so grateful to have you, and I'm so excited about what God is going to do in this season. I know there are things that we're going to eventually do together, and I can't wait until that time happens. In God's timing, of course, but I would just tell people to just fasten your seatbelts and hold on, and, you know, when it's time for us to move forward, we'll definitely move forward in that area.
Yes.
But you definitely stay encouraged throughout this process. And for the listening audience, you guys, I just want to send a special shout-out to WJBS 1440 AM radio station and WSSB 90.3 FM radio station. The owner, Mr. Harry Govan, you are awesome, and I truly appreciate the opportunity for you allowing the Crystal Chanel Show to be on your stations in the South Carolina and surrounding areas. Very, very grateful. So, you guys, before we close out, I'm going to leave you with, let me see what I'm going to play for you guys to close out the show. But you guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Crystal Chanel Show. Just know that Crystal Chanel loves you from the bottom of her heart. Peace and blessings until next time. Stay tuned.